Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Another Saturday. Spring in the air. And lots of you are about to do something that is characteristic of those of you who love to heal and get involved in herbal programs and cleanses, etc., etc., etc. You're about to go into a detox that you did not respect or inspect. Or suspect. All three. You did not inspect it because you didn't understand it. You didn't respect it because once you don't feel good in an herbal program, once you begin to ingest herbs, once you go on a cleanse and you have a negative reaction, and those reactions vary tremendously. We're going to get into them because a lot of the symptoms elude people. In other words, you go through a phase where you feel things in your body that you just can't relate to the cleanse or the detox, the supplement, the change in your diet. It came from out of nowhere. It descended upon you from a bad place. You surely couldn't be on the path to a healing when you feel this bad. And this is what happens to people. It happens across the doctor's desk. It happens when people try herbs, etc., on their own. It happens when you read the book, you know, the great book that's published on just how perfect that cleanse is going to be and how it's going to do all these magical things for you that unfortunately you never find out about, because in day three or so of the cleanse or in day three of the supplementation, you felt so bad you were sure you were wasting your money. Purpose of this show is to educate you. To educate you, as always, so you can journey better in your healing. This is where you lose. Tell your friends about that. Get them on and make them listen to this show if they're at least slightly interested in their health. Because I assure you, and I'm proving it, all right, the bump that the general public needs to take, the upgrade in the way America looks at healing, has a lot to do with radio shows that educate. Forums that educate. And I will harp on this until I'm satisfied, which is probably going to be never. So get used to it. You need to understand, in this journey today, in the next 55 minutes, I'm going to teach you what it means to experience a program along the lines of what classically we call the Herxheimer reaction. Herx. H as in Hercules, E-R-X. H-E-I-M-E-R, the Herxheimer reaction. That is a classic descriptive term that goes back hundreds of years or so to what you'll experience when you've got all this junk in your body that needs to come out. And you decide to do something about that, even unknowingly, and it starts to come out, and therefore you don't feel good. Now, right there, I've divided the world into two camps. No, actually three. People that don't believe in any of this, and then the other two camps. People that do believe that they can heal through natural medicine, and people who start that process, run amok, meaning stop feeling great in the process, start to get into that bad phase and drop out because they're sure they're on the wrong path. And I've seen people spin and spin and spin and spin and spin because they can't wrap their minds around the fact that somewhere along the line, you're going to have the Herxheimer reaction. I don't care who you are or what you're dealing with, but if you've got something worth healing, sooner or later, you're going to go through a phase where you just don't feel good. Examples. I'll give you some great stories. I love to tell stories. You accumulate great stories as a doctor over the years. You see people do things you wish everybody else could see as a testimony to the things that you say and the things that you claim, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, you don't run around with a camera all day long. Although in this tech world, maybe we're going to approach that soon. But really, this is true reality. A woman is 14 years old, living somewhere in the Southwest, daughter of a very physical dad, abusive, experiences a violent scene between the husband and the wife, runs away from home, hits the streets. These are true stories. Develops asthma, that very next year. Lives with that asthma for 15 years. In her second year of fairly intense supervision, walking in a park, I observe her to collapse on the floor, to go into spasms, her entire body, and to literally, three-dimensionally, relive the trauma. Now, how do I know she's doing that? I'm watching her do that. I'm watching her verbalize the experience as it purges out of her body. Is that news to you? I'll bet you that's news to you. Can't believe that. You can't believe that the cure rates in holistic medicine are so profoundly low and that it just might be in the belly of stories like this, many of which I'm going to relay to you today and then to teach you why. And you are not unlike that. Many of you have those types of emotions locked into your body. And they depress the immune system and they create havoc on so many levels. And somewhere during your journey, you're going to purge emotion like that to cure asthma, which is exactly what happened. Your body's going to cure it. I'm not going to cure it. I don't cure anything. The herb doesn't cure it. You cure it. Your body takes in nourishment, organizes the chemistry, organizes the psyche, organizes the structure, and spits out, like an elegant computer, the cure. That's the way it's done. Don't ever think it's really done differently than that. Yes, yes, you can modify, ameliorate, pacify symptoms. Of course you can. But I'm talking about healings. I'm talking about the thousands and thousands of people who listen to radio shows across the United States each and every day with absolutely no clue about what the journey entails. Ignorant, innocent, good people. Get educated. A man, a 67-year-old man, after 3 years of supervision, activates tuberculosis. Tested seropositive many, many, many years ago, never had a symptom in his life at all, just was told, look, Joe, you were exposed to it, and that's the end of it. 50 or so years later, he's got active tuberculosis. It's opened up his joints. Wow. Where did that TB come from? How could he spend 3 years healing and feel sicker than he ever did in his life? This is exactly my point. It's the Herxheimer reaction. Over the years, you will find, you will reach down into your soul and pull out an illness, or your soul will let you reach down into your body and spurf it right out. A woman for 2 years in a detox program as she heals relentless fatigue, incapacitating illness, with lumps on her skin every single day. For a couple of years, every morning after that coffee enema, the lumps come out. You should see what I get. Now we have all these technologies where I can have people send me pictures of their tongue, of their stool, of their saliva, of their skin, of the lumps on their faces, so on and so forth. We love technology, don't we? Okay. Those are three examples. Accounting for fatigue, nausea, rashes, depression, muscle ache, joint ache, swelling of the limbs, diarrhea, night sweats, insomnia, mania, rage, anger, irritability, constant urination, headaches. Just make one up and add to the list. Detox can do anything. Anything. And again, I'll repeat it. Too many times you're going to think it's all wrong. Something's hurting you. Well, we're going to get into the causes now. Okay? Number one, if you have an infective element, if there is part of your illness, part of your situation, part of why you have a problem that has to do with infection. What's infection? Viruses, bacterias, parasites, all three, all two, an infinite number. Stuff we find that we didn't know was there a year into the healing, or things we come in with in an acute phase. It doesn't matter. The infective titer, that's what you're going to call it, the infective titer. That's the amount of infection in the body when you begin. At some phase is going to let you know that they're there. It's that simple. Now, if that infection is acute enough, if there's enough little microbes floating around that can be dispensed with through your body, if it's stimulated correctly, herbs, exercise, etc., it's like sweeping dirt off a carpet. The carpet's dirty, and you just have to come in with a broom or a simple vacuum cleaner and sweep the topical dirt right off the rug. That's a detox. That can't be avoided. Who's going to know exactly how much garbage you've got, infectively speaking, floating around in your body that has to be removed? Hard to say. So you can have an issue with an infective detox. How do you know it's infective? You don't. And it really doesn't matter. But there's a reason. Now, I'll give you a better one. If these infections lodge into your body, if you get infected by a parasite, amoeba, giardia, Lyme, if you take even strep, staphylococcus through the skin that went systemic, oh yeah, they got rid of it 30, 40 years ago. I did those big antibiotic injections or IV antibiotics, but I'm fine now. But what is this funny little lump in my finger? If you have infections that have gone chronic, they are encapsulated into these mucopolysaccharide sacs called, you know the name of this now, because you've been listening to the shows. So I know I'm talking to hundreds of relatively educated people, but if you're new to the show and you're listening on the radio, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. As I've been instructed, that's with two T's and .cc, not .com. straighttalk.cc with two T's and .cc, not .com. Get to the website and get educated. These biofilms, mucopolysaccharide sacs of hidden bacterias and other types of infective agents, they don't lay down immediately. They don't lay down 3 weeks or 2 months or 3 months or 4 months into your healing. They don't necessarily lay down, open up, burst, disappear, dissolve, deregulate, degranulate. They don't lose control of the game until you're well into a healing. It could be a year. It could be 2 years. Now, every single time I've ever seen a biofilm burst. So here's your first clinical pearl. Clinical pearl. What's a clinical pearl? A clinical pearl is how it really is. What they're not going to tell you in school. They're not going to tell you in a book. But how it really happens. Here's a clinical pearl. Anytime you plunge in a detox, if it can any way be related to a biofilm bursting, some old infection that you had that you thought was gone, it will always be preceded. Before it happens, you're going to feel great. See this all the time. The person says, I felt better than ever. That's right. Some of you are clapping. I have no doubt. I felt better than ever. How could this happen? I've seen this hundreds of times over 20 years. You feel better than ever. You couldn't possibly feel any better. And boom, just as you say it, someone curses you. That's the way you look at it. That's why we're doing this show. No one is cursing you. This is expected. And while you're detoxing, while you're suffering, so to speak, and we'll get to what to do about it, because we don't want you to suffer, but it happens. It's unavoidable. You better have that attitude, because you're not going to make it. You're going to go down, and you're going to stay down, and you're going to stay sick unless you understand that sometimes a little suffering is unavoidable. Which way do you want to suffer? Suffer trying to heal yourself, or do you want to suffer on the couch doing nothing, cursing life? So unavoidably, when you have this little bit, or even more than a little bit of discomfort, all those symptoms I listed, underneath it, now you got to really hone in on this. You get today's prize if you do. Underneath these terrible feelings of depression and nausea, insomnia, mania, sweats, urination, headaches, diarrhea, underneath it, you know you're healing. There's some good feeling underneath it. People will say to you, "Doctor, I'm in agony, I'm in hell, but somehow I know this is good." That's what we're talking about. And it'll happen months into healing. There's some undercurrent. Your higher self, your parasympathetic nervous system, your better intelligence, your biochemical intelligence, your healing quotient, your healing IQ, whatever you want to call it, just knows that despite the fact that this microbe has burst out of its cocoon, or that this family of different microbes from different walks of the universe have burst into your blood, that the Lyme has come from inside your cell and out into your ambient blood, that the Lyme has crawled out of your joints into your blood to be flushed out and attacked effectively by the immune system, whatever it might be, that there's this undercurrent of, you know, something's good about this. That's the clinical pearl. Before it gets really bad, there'll be a calm, happy state. And it may well happen well into the healing. Your pHs, which are running alkaline the entire journey, hit this place where all of a sudden, boom, they go into gross acidity, or they get extremely blue when you take the mid-morning pH. It means that your acids are fulminant in the circulation, fulminant. Tons of acid just leaking into the blood from the tissues at large. Very common during a biofilm explosion. So there we got the biofilm issue. Then there's the second issue. You just got too much garbage. You've eaten like bologna. Bologna sandwiches, Taco Bell, junk food, coffees, alcohol, cigarettes, antibiotics, antidepressants. You name it, you had it. It's granulated into your tissue. It's tight like glue. It's leaking out your skin. You don't like what's going on. You're not really sick, but you're not really healthy. You're starting to sense the end. And you're right. You're going to get sick, but you're not sick yet. So you get up one fine spring morning on a Saturday just like today. You listen to a show like this, and suddenly you're on board. And then suddenly you're sick as a dog. Now, what is that? Well, often your body's healthy. You're strong enough. You're just up to your neck in dirt. And no matter what you do, you could just give up sugar and it starts. You could give up coffee and it starts. You could give up sugar and coffee. You could do all sorts of things. You could give up nothing and just start to do colon cleanses. You could do liver and gallbladder cleanses. You could start to dry brush your skin. You could move out into nature. You could take off from your job for a month or two. You could do anything, and if you're in that state where there's too much loose dirt, chemicals mainly, floating around that need to come out, they start coming out. And that's a natural detox. Now, real important here, and I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. How do you prevent that on the air? Certainly, sometimes what happens is Well, let's discuss what happens during a detox. During a detox, you've got a bunch of solutions. The garbage gets into the blood. The brain sees it and tells the whole body to go cuckoo clock. Your heart beats fast. I forgot to mention that one. Heart palpitations, all the way to atrial fib. Arrhythmia is the general term. Pounding heart, another famous reaction to too much chemical or infection in the blood. Sepsis, when something moves from a joint or a digestive organ, like when you perforate a colon, when the bowel wall is perforated and garbage hits the blood, infection hits the blood. Immediately, your heart does what? It starts to beat very quickly. You start to sweat very quickly. Your heart starts to pound very quickly. Add that to the list. In those states where the body's overloaded in the blood, the brain starts a reaction that's part of the inflammatory response. That's show number two. And what happens in that case is your body is trying to get rid of the junk. It's trying to get rid of the infection. It's trying to kill the infection and get it out of the body. It's trying to get rid of the toxin, get it out of the body. Now, how does it do that? You already know. You're going to defecate it out. Ever get diarrhea? Could be a detox. You're going to send it through your liver and gallbladder. The liver's going to work overtime. And your ears might start to ring, and your face might flush red. And you might get very angry, and your blood pressure might go up, and your body just might feel very hot as your liver is trying to pull this garbage out of the blood, throw it into the bile ducts, and out the body. Now, do I have to start to talk about liver and gallbladder flushes? No, I hear thousands of people screaming, no, Medici, don't bring this up again, because we've devoted so much time to it. So I can indulge myself and say, unless you have biliary patency, unless your bile veins are clear and fluid and flushing that garbage out into the sewer systems through your intestines, if your liver and gallbladder are plugged up, you are not going to handle a detox. It's very hard to get healthy. Now, you know what happens? Body's smart. It's an adapter. The body's a compensator. The biochemical intelligence of the body shifts what was going to come out the liver into the kidneys. If it's water-soluble, which is not a pesticide, water-soluble, which is not a lot of your polycyclic aromatics, your benzene-derived chemicals, not really water-soluble. If it's anything that's got to go out through the kidney, it's got to be water-soluble, but lots of garbage is water-soluble. And if it can't go out through the liver, it'll go out through the kidney. So very often when the liver can't handle it, the kidneys ache. Very often when the liver can't handle it, you start to sweat inappropriately. Very often when the liver can't handle it, you get pain in your low back and pain in your knees and pain down your legs during a cleanse or some sort of nutritional program where you're trying to get healthy or some sort of drastic shift in the way you ingest your food. And that's normal, but it's not necessary because we should have what? The liver working already and the gallbladder working already. We should be upping the B vitamins for the liver. We might even try a glutathione. Debatable whether that works, but nonetheless, there are herbs from milk thistle and its silmarin to curcumin in turmeric to the B vitamins to reishi, all of which help upregulate the liver's ability to take down either infection or toxicity. Anything the liver has to handle, you can beef up liver function. So you don't have to shift all that garbage to the kidney. And the kidney's particular. Hate working with kidneys. Not really, but the kidney is a very finicky organ. Just like the heart is a very finicky organ. The liver is a bull elephant. Deliver is a rhinoceros. Deliver is a hippo. The heart is a flamingo. And the kidney is not a Labrador, an Irish setter, a thoroughbred horse. You go boo, and all of a sudden, they have a heart attack. Their nervous systems are very, very extra sensitive, unduly sensitive, almost inappropriately sensitive. So the minute the liver fails us, the kidney acts in and the heart, and they start making noise. Now, when I say kidney, there's two kidneys. There's three kidneys. There's the kidneys. There's the adrenal gland on top of the kidney. And then there's the skin, which is the third kidney. Two kidneys and the skin. So the skin's the third kidney. The skin better be working. We'll get to that in a second. The adrenals better be ready to have the inflammation, the natural, inherent, appropriate inflammation that starts with any sort of a detox. Any sort of an herbal program to get you healthy that might get you sick is going to mean inflammation. Inflammation needs to be buffered by the adrenal glands. So those adrenals, as well as your entire glandular system, better be ready for the knockout punch. And if it's not, you're going to pay. Simple. Complicated. Fascinating, though. You are fascinated right now. I have no doubt you're fascinated. I can feel it over the radio waves. It is fascinating. Why would you just take a nutritional program from somebody and simply say, oh, my doctor told me to do this. I don't really know, but I'll do it anyway. Forget it. Throw your money somewhere else. You have to get charged up about your healing. You have this fascinating divine machine engineered on levels we are never going to understand. See, the minute we get cocky, God sends us a message. And we learn not to be so cocky. Doctors learn they don't heal anything. Doctors don't cure beans. People cure things. The God within them activates. That is the way it goes. We will not have a world if we don't wrap ourselves around this in the face of genetic engineering, cloning, and every other blessed, wonderful technology come down the pipe. You have to have the perspective. Appropriate deviation. Philosophy runs the show. If you just want to know what to do and you don't have perspective, philosophy, theology, you will not succeed. I have better things to do than get into these subjects, believe me. But I must. I'm compelled to. Because I see people stay sick, get sicker, and go to their graves, unhappy, unfulfilled, and miserable, leaving usually a loved one behind after 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of marriage. Okay. So, healing is a test of faith. We could tell lots of famous stories. Thousands of symptoms apply to it. What is a detox? Too much chemical in the blood, and your organ systems go bang, bang, bang. Because they're aching. Because they can't meet the demand. Biofilms burst. Somewhere in the middle of it, with a hint or a sense of this is good, even though this is bad. So then there's your liver, which you can upgrade with different types of herbs. The bile veins have to flow. You must have biliary patency. The kidney. We have herbs. Agaricus is one of them. Agaricus. Found in a product called Renovin. Used to be called kidney complex. Agaricus helps increase the filtration rate of the kidney. The kidney has a capillary tuft, an intersection or an anastomosis, just a big intersection of tiny, teeny little capillaries. And when stuff that's water soluble goes by those capillaries, the glomerulus sucks out the garbage. That becomes your urine. It goes from the kidney down the ureter into the bladder, through the male or female urethra, and out into the toilet. Excellent. But the kidney, when it works too hard, the glomerulus gets inflamed. It starts to suffer. It starts to die. It starts to need to repair faster than the kidneys, than the glomerulus, and the capillary tuft there can handle the onslaught of poison circulating through your blood. And so the body comes to the rescue with antioxidants. Antioxidants you have been wise enough to take, a.k.a. dihydrolipoic acid, a.k.a. DHLA, a.k.a. NeuroND, to help those kidneys not inflame. Why are they inflaming? Because the liver couldn't do its job. Why didn't the liver? Because it didn't have enough B vitamins. Because the bile veins were not working. So the kidney got hit on too hard, and its glomerulus inflamed. Free radical damage. Natural byproduct of you put too much demand on a cell, and you don't feed it enough good stuff. You don't give it enough nutrient. You don't give it enough good food. And that cell begins to what? Break down. When it breaks down, its guts leak out of the core of the cell. The nucleus, rather the cytoplasm of the cell, begins to leak, starts a cascade or a sequence with immune system cells that see the guts of the cell in the wrong place, and we have inflammatory reaction. That triggers histamine and all sorts of pro-inflammatory chemicals that what? Trigger nerve sensors. They trigger the nerves, and then the reflex spasms begin. Wow. Fascinating. So there you are. It's spring. It's Saturday. You're off from work. You're glad to be off from work. You're going to do one good thing for yourself, so you're going to do something right. So maybe you don't eat for the day. And maybe all those poisons hit your blood. The liver wants to handle them. They can't. The kidney needs to take it. The kidney overflows because it's inflamed. And the inflammation starts a reflex spasm into your low back or down into your knees, which you help along the way because that Saturday you decided to go out and jog. So now you got this pain from your kidney to your low back down to your knees, and you're thanking yourself for trying to get healthy, and you gave up your coffee that morning. Wow. Just like investing your money, right? Take that extra 100 G's you saved and just throw it at the stock market. You don't know what you're doing, but what the heck? Money grows on trees. It's the same point. You have to be educated about your process to succeed. You wouldn't invest your money innocently. Don't invest money in health without understanding. Do I make my point? Let's move on now. The heart. I'm just going to say a few words about the heart. There's not a lot for the heart to do except bellyache. That's what the heart is good for. It's screaming like a thoroughbred horse that's angry because you're trying to put hoofs on it or break it in. The heart just sits there. The heart's job is to blow the whistle. The heart via the brain. Basically, the heart is the horn. The brain is watching everything via the hypothalamus. When it sees something electrochemically speaking that it doesn't like, it honks the horn. That horn is your heart. And so you're going to feel your heart pound, your heart ache. You're going to feel your heart speed up. You're going to feel dysregulation of the rhythm, arrhythmia. And in extreme cases, yes, people have detoxed too intensely and popped themselves into atrial fib. Atrial fib is just a rhythm problem where the heart goes berserkowitz. So anyone can have an arrhythmia, but if you stress the heart too much because the blood is too filled with too much poison too fast, an arrhythmia could flip to an atrial fib. So never, ever cleanse your body for that 1 in 50 billion shot. You see, you wouldn't think that way, right? It's cost-benefit. It's very, very, very rare. But if you have atrial fib, you have to detox gently, and we'll get to the meaning of that in a moment. But understand some of these heart symptoms. They're a product of the fact that the heart is designed, and this can go on for months. When you detox mercury from your bone marrow, or you detox mercury from your brain, or you detox mercury from your muscular system, from the fat of your body, wherever it's coming from, and you do that, the heart, once the mercury in the blood hits a certain level, your heart's going to go boom, 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 boom. You're going to feel it. And you should be under supervision. But don't panic. If you're in some sort of a program and you start feeling heart symptoms, don't let it overly concern you. Look into it, but remember what I just said. about the heart. Now, another little wonderful trick for the kidney, the skin. If you're taking an herbal program, a nutritional program, if you're trying to get healthy, if the word detox is feasible to you because of the junk you're exposed to, yes, you're an overweight jet fuel mechanic. You drive a truck cross country every single day, 5 days a week, and because you don't exercise, because you got bills to pay, you're an extra 80 pounds, and who cooks on the road? So you're always stopping at snack stands, your favorite snack stand across the USA, or you're at McDonald's, etc., and you're 50 years old, and you got to work another 15 years because we don't have a social security system anymore. Sound like you? Well, at some point when you decide enough is enough, you've got to drop the weight. You're going to detox. If your heart starts going boom, 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 slow up the detox. But if you fit the bill in any single way, one thing you wanted to do is dry brush the skin. You go to a health food store or a good beauty salon. Yes, men, you're allowed to go into beauty salons. You will not be accused. Go into a good beauty salon and ask the very fine woman behind the counter where you can get a natural long bristle brush, a boar's head bristle, soft or medium soft, and rub it into your skin. And if it's not too hard, in the morning when you get up, you're going to dry brush your skin, or your significant other is going to dry brush your skin, preferably outdoors. Preferably, ideally, in the morning sun with your feet in the earth, you're dry brushing your skin. Yes, you're wearing shorts. And if you have the luxury of not needing to wear anything, don't. And dry brush your entire body. Work up a sweat. Make the skin pink with a boar's head bristle brush. Then hop into the shower, which hopefully has a filter on it so you don't suck in all that chlorine and God knows what else in the water. But assuming you spent the $60 or $70 to remove chlorine and a few other things, hopefully, after you dry brush the skin, all the garbage comes to your skin. And you start doing what? Easing up the stress on the kidney. Liver, gallbladder, kidney, skin. Voila. Hopefully, you're not the constipated type. Hopefully, you're a good pooper and always have been. If you have a tendency to constipate, and the minute you go into any of these programs, you start constipating more. Once a day becomes once every other day. A big one or two big ones become one little one. Guess what? You're in for trouble. You're going to feel it in your brain real fast. Because the poisons that are supposed to come out through the bowel, if they don't get out at the rate they get in. So let's get this one straight, right? The blood's all messy, or the organs and tissues are dumping into the blood in a good cleanse. And that goes to the liver, goes to the gallbladder, and into your intestines. Remember, when I say liver, gallbladder, I ultimately mean you poop it out. I ultimately mean it comes out through the intestines. And as it comes out through the intestines, you feel great. Do you ever have a headache and you go to the bathroom and your headache's gone, or your headache's lighter? Do you ever have neck tension and you go to the bathroom? Have you made that connection between your rear end and your brain? That's the essential question here. You don't have to answer that. The point is, if you don't get it out of the large intestine, it's going to recirculate back into your blood and it's going to poison your brain and your organ systems and your muscular systems. And you're going to feel it very often up in the head. You're going to have a headache because you didn't defecate out. So whatever herb it takes, whatever food it takes, whatever enema it takes, keep the poop flowing. Very, very, very important. And if you're prone to bad constipation, that's a big one. It's tough. You better be working that skin. We don't even want the liver working, even though it has to work. So you might hit the enemas, hit the coffee enemas. You might hit any kind of enema. You might hit colonics. You might eat the right foods. Check out my show a few months ago on how to increase volume in the toilet. Great show. laws of constipation. Not going to get into it. But whatever you need to do, whether it's psyllium husk, whether it's galactin, whether it's probiotics, whether it's magnesium, whether it's fruit fiber, whether it's vegetable fiber, whether it's exercise, whether it's turning upside down on an inversion table, whatever it is to get you to go to the bathroom, make sure you're doing it when you cleanse, when you're under nutritional supervision. And just because they don't call it a cleanse, that doesn't mean it's not a cleanse. Any step you take for your health is a cleanse. You may not intend to cleanse. You know, sometimes under supervision or when you read a book, they talk about the seven-day detox. Or they talk about, you know, the liver gallbladder cleanse. Or they talk about the colon cleanse or the lemonade fast or the seven-day zone diet. Any of these things that imply cleansing and cleaning and rejuvenating. If they say it or they don't say it, if it's a step for your health, your body is cleansing. Start to get that straight. Get that one straight. Okay. You say health. You say cleanse. I say biliary patency, make the liver work, make the kidneys work, dry brush the skin, don't listen to the heart when it's screaming, unless it's unduly screaming. Good. We're moving. Now, another system I want to bring into the game here are the lymphatic system, the lymph. What are the lymph? Yes, we nod our heads. We nod our heads and smile because we've heard the word before, but do we know what we mean by lymph? I'm going to say arterial system. I'm going to say nervous system. I'm going to say that if you look at a body, if you look at a 3D hologram of a body, and you infuse it, you bathe it in billions of miles of what looks like angel hair pasta, meaning little spider webs of roads or tubes that start central and go all the way out to every single place in your body, that you can start to create an image of a body that's got four circulation systems within it. Four circulation systems. The nervous system, brain, spinal cord, and then branching out from the center is thousands of little lines, like angel hair pasta, like lines in a spider web. From the center into every spot in your body. The arterial system does the same thing. It's like branches of a tree that get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. From the central artery, we have the arterial, then the smaller arterial, and then tiny, 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 tiny capillary systems. We have the big vein, the small vein, the medium vein, the venule. We have the big spinal cord. And then we have all these microscopic nerves at our fingertips and toes. Well, there's another system called the lymphatic system. And what the lymphatic system does is it drains the water around the cell. It drains the water around the cell. The cells bathe in water. So it's kind of unhygienic in a way, but when a cell wants to take a dump, it dumps it right into the neighborhood. It's like if we all dumped out our living room window into the street. That's what your cells do. They don't think about hygiene, and they don't have the mayor, so to speak, that controls the sanitation system, not formally speaking. So when your cell's got to squirt its acids, its residues, its excrement out into the space between the other cells, it's dumping into water. And that water is the beginning of the lymphatic system. So the lymph drains the water in between the cells and sends it into your venous system up around your left clavicle, your left collarbone, and then it goes into the venous system and you urinate out your lymph. Now, along the way, there are these beads. We call them lymph nodes. And you've all felt lymph nodes when they inflame under the armpits, in the groin, in the neck, in the back of the head. Some of you have this one lymph node that's just hard. It's granulated. This lymphatic system, in fact, is draining all these poisons out of the blood. In the lymph node on branches that look like branches of a tree are immune system cells, macrophages, and lymphocytes, B lymphocytes, that attack viruses. macrophages that attack anything that it doesn't like. A macrophage is a scavenger pit bull. And they both hang out there in your tiny little lymph node, like on the limb of a branch of a tree. And when filtering through the lymph, coming out of your cells or in that system, your lymphocyte or your macrophage in the lymph node, as the lymph flows through it, sees something it doesn't like, it attacks it. And some of you know those situations where you get a virus, a parasite, a bacteria, and all the lymph in your body are swollen. Welcome to the lymphatic system. Guess what? There's a flow through the lymphatic system that you have to respect. There's a flow through the lymphatic system that you have to respect. And that flow also has to account for the fact that those nodes will granulate. Like every other part of your body, like every show I've done, I've talked about granulation and degranulation. So there are herbs like devil's claw. There are herbs like cat's claw. There's hydration of the body to adequate levels. There's castor oil. There's clay packs, magma packs. We'll get into them in a moment. There's moving your body. There's jumping up and down on a trampoline. Some lady was depressed the other day because she didn't have the trampoline, but she could walk up a hill. Just move your body. It's not that complicated. Yes, there are lymphatic drainage specialists, and they are very effective for people who can't stand and walk. And sometimes they're good for anybody. So God bless you and your vocation, whoever you are. But the point is, if you're moving your body, you're doing a pretty good job of circulating lymph to a point. After that, under the duress of a detox program, you've got to get to other levels. So, infrared saunas. Go out and buy one. Get a good one. You get them for $500, $1,000. You can go to these health centers that have them. The Ion Magnum machine, another great lymph cleanser. Different herbs like devil's claw, cat's claw. Devil's claw was in immunocidin, or immuno-ND, I think is the name. And these things, a little bit, a teaspoon or two, will help move lymph, but make sure you move your body. And as far as light beam generators are concerned, we have very expensive machines to move lymph. But practically speaking, if you want my vote, clay, castor oil and an infrared sauna, sunshine and exercise. After that, hot cold therapy. I'm going to say it again. Clay, and I'm going to get to this because this is detox therapy in general. Clay, castor oil, infrared sauna, exercise, hot cold therapy. An exercise as mild as walking up a small hill. Clay, castor oil, infrared sauna, gentle or moderately vigorous exercise, hot, cold therapy. Go out into the wild desert for a weekend. Jump into those sulfur springs and then go into an ice bath. Go to one of your finest spas if they elect to use clean, non-chlorinated, high-filtered, extremely hygienic. Rent yourself a hot tub for 3 to 4 months. Go from that hot tub with natural salt water, a natural salt water hot tub, into your ice-cold shower. Or really do it up. Reactivate that swimming pool. Or ask your neighbor if you can use their swimming pool. Or find some spa that's got a natural salt swimming pool. Or some health club that has an infrared sauna, super clean, super hygienic, up at 140, 150, 160 degrees. Get in there, sweat away, and then go into the ice shower. Hot-cold therapy. If you've got one in your house, pack on the magma, pack on the castor oil, hit the kidneys, hit the hands and feet, hit the neck, hit the armpits, hit all the parts of the body where you have lymph nodes, and work your lymphatic system while you're pooping, while you're doing coffee enemas, while you're dry brushing your skin, while you're gently exercising. Keep the exit portals open, the exit portals open. And don't ever worry about a detox symptom then. It's when your exit portals, it's when what needs to get the stuff out doesn't know how to get the stuff out, that you detox. So really, now, detox is a myth. No one should detox. You should never have to detox in the sense of the Herxheimer reaction. In the ideal of it, that is correct. In the ideal of it, the exit portals are so well developed that when you download all that garbage, infectious and toxicological, out of your systems, that your body can handle it and so you don't feel symptoms. Now, that's the ideal of it, and yet we don't live in an ideal world, especially if we don't get educated, which brings me to my next point. My March 18th class will be my fourth class. That's basically booked out. I've got all spaces reserved. If you're listening, you need to make payment this week. I'll put that over the emails, direct it to you. For those of you watching and listening, I wish you could see these classes. They work. I know I am educating the public in a cost-effective way, the way I intended when I started the school. We have another class. We're signing up March 25th. That's half full. And I'm going to close it out fairly soon. Call 310-320-1132. 310-320-1132. Talk to my wonderful partner, manager, Clem Alita. That's Clem Alita. Call her at 310-320-1132. $125 for the class. That's not a lot of money. That's the least that I can charge or the least that I can discount for you. If we put a good group together, we deliver in 5 or 6 hours. We're doing it with my other class. It's fantastic. And I think it's the only way to go. How can you approach your health without listening to this information? How? It's beyond me. Would you do me a favor and tell your friends? Make them sit down and listen. If they've got any sensibility towards health, they're going to get this. I guarantee you that. Just get the word out. There's too much good stuff to miss here. StraightTalk.cc, two T's, two C's. I have to tell people about it. Because that's part of my job. So I'm going to do it because I do it better than anybody. Because I live it and I believe it. StraightTalk.cc, two T's, two C's, not .com. If you're listening to the radio, get on the computer. Okay? All right. I'll skip the brief review. I'm simply going to say liver, gallbladder, kidneys, the skin, the bowels. The lymph. Now, as far as the overload that occurs, no matter what you do, so let's move from the ideal situation where you simply don't, you simply have so much to release that you're going to detox no matter what. Let's get in to using magma clay. Rub it into the hands, rub it into the feet. Rub it into your kidneys, rub it into your neck. As a general detoxificatory agent, clay is fantastic. And then there's castor oil. Castor oil on those kidneys. Castor oil, all right, on the lung. Anywhere in the body where warmth in your intuitive sense would feel good. Any part of your body where you want to draw poison, just experiment. If you're not under supervision, experiment. You're not going to lose. Get to know clay. It's a detoxicant. Meaning what? It helps you get it out through your hands and feet and kidneys and armpits and groin. It helps move the lymph. It helps your liver. It helps your kidneys. It helps everything. It's got Schumann waves, the waves from the core of the earth, circulating through the out through the soil, into your feet. Well, some materials concentrate that. That's what magma clay is. And castor oil, in Latin, palma Christi, the hands of Christ. Wow. Someone's been using this before, and we have very good grades of it. Add that to it. Add that to sunlight. Add that to putting your feet on the earth. Don't wake up in your apartment. Put on your shoes. Go out into the highway. Go into the office and never let those feet, once, twice, three times a week, for half an hour, for 40 minutes, just sink into the green, fertile grass or the beach. Or the beach with clay on your feet and clay on your hands. So what? It looks a little corny. It's fantastic. People do crazier things at the beach than apply clay and go out in the sun. And those negative emotions, if you're in sympathetic dominance and you just can't let go, you're not going to let go of your poisons either. And if you're too deficient, and check my last show to discuss deficiency. If you're too deficient, the hormonal system's weak. If the hormonal system's weak, when you begin to inflame, you have no anti-inflammatory cortisol, et cetera, to compensate you for the inflammation, and you'll go into a wretched pain syndrome as you're overwhelmed by toxicological and infectious poisons because you don't have any circulating anti-inflammatory. So when you're too deficient, you may not be able to detox. There's another little thing someone forgot. And if you're a vegan or a vegetarian and you're protein deficient, you may be deficient in your blood. You know where we see half of our nutrition books written? By big, fat, healthy football players who see the light at 50 years old and decide to go into intense 90-day detoxes, lose 100 pounds, feel like they did when they were quarterbacks in high school, write books, and become movie stars.
So you've got sports players writing books because they were very healthy to begin with. They didn't have to worry about deficiency, but you may. So keep that in mind and keep your feet in the ground, which is what I have to say because we're out of time as usual and I have another hour to talk. This is Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health. We'll see you next week, guys.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part? You can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.